Food Time is on the air, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday at this time. And today, local boy made good on the food scene, Jeff Morrow, is with us on the phone today. Jeff, how are you doing there, my friend? How's it going?
I'm doing well, man. Doing good.
You know, Jeff.
You know, the smell of garlic and oil is in the air right now as we speak.
That's a good perfume in the air.
It is.
What is it that you're concocting?
Well, it's my other friends here. I'm actually in New York right now with some of my other Food Network chef friends here. So they're reheating some pork. We smoked a whole hog last night. So
nothing better than
the ragu out of it right now. I know.
Nice. It's fantastic. That's just absolutely fantastic. Do you pinch yourself sometimes, Jeff, with all that's happened to you? I mean, just talk a little bit about your road from growing up here in the Chicago area and then becoming one of the superstars of the Food Network.
Yeah, you know what? It is such a cliche to say that, you know, but sometimes I do wake up and when you're in that like kind of early morning fog of waking up and I roll out of bed, I'm like, do I still really do this? You know, I mean, it's a reality for me now, but that I can still do it and hasn't, you know, I've maintained a career in this. It's a hard business to maintain a career in. So I'm just so lucky. It was a very long journey, but, you know, just to say that I made it to a certain extent is part of the most gratifying thing about all this, you know.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who follows the restaurant scene, the food scene, there's a quick burnout rate. It's hard work. It is really, really, really hard work. That's why restaurants come and go so quickly and chefs come and go so quickly. But, you know, Jeff has been able to, maintain and flourish not only with his own spots, but with cookbooks and the Food Network and, you know, everything else that's come up. And how did Pork and Mindy start?
Well, my you know, longtime friend, his name's Kevin Corsello, approached me, and I, you know, we were close. We knew kind of the same people, but I always knew him. He's a great barbecuer. He's like a competition smoker on the weekends. Had a barbecue team called Pork and Mindy's, and he came to me with this vision of transferring that name to a, you know, fast casual, sandwich focused, slow smoked meat joint, and I just loved it, and I liked his energy, and it took me a long time to kind of open something after all the TV stuff happened. So this was, for me, the most fun project that you know, people pitched me on, essentially. And I'm doing it. I'm not, you know, it's not like a licensing fee. I'm not getting any of that. I'm really a partner. And it's you think, yeah, TV's hard to stay in. You're right. Restaurant is about 14 times harder, and it's, you know, it's a trying business, but we're really proud of what we've done in the last 2 years. So.
Yeah, but also to get into the barbecue business, you know, that's so competitive. You know, here in the Chicago area, your flagship store in the Wicker Park area is such a competitive business because you have to admit, we have some pretty great barbecue places around the Chicago area.
I love that school of a true, you know, regional barbecue, but we're creative barbecue. We use the smoke, really nice smoked meats, as a platform for other, I guess, more colorful and creative, you know, presentations of this beautiful meat. So we didn't, like, I was never going to serve a slab of ribs with three sides on a tray. You know, that's not why we got into this. We got into this because we love pork, we love smoking meat, you know, and the sandwich is often the most underappreciated and under-executed thing in a barbecue restaurant. A lot of times it's just a bun, the pulled meat, some sauce or slaw, and that's it. So we wanted to kind of elevate that, what people could think is barbecue sandwiches.
Yeah, and you've got a new menu that is going to be introduced. What are some of the things that will be new on the menu that people can enjoy at Pork and Mindy's?
Yeah, so we have, you know, our favorites are still there. The Bout of the Pork, our award-winning sandwich, voted best of taste of Chicago this year. So that's on the steam bao bun with our pulled pork and Asian plum sauce, pickled daikon and carrots, fresh relish made from cucumbers and jalapenos. It's awesome. You know, that's our number one. All that stuff will be on there. Our pig candy, of course. But I'm so excited about this new menu. I'm giddy over it because we're doing a couple really fun things, I think, filled some gaps we had in our menus, you know, flavor-wise and texturally. And we're doing a crispy pork, which is like a craggly kind of, you know, almost like a breaded chicken sandwich, but with our brine pork, you know, all natural, served with apricot habanero, aioli, you know, pickles, just a good fried meat sandwich, you know.
Boy, that of all the things, know, right? the list of things that you guys sent, man, that's the one that jumped out at me, that crunchy pork sandwich just sounds absolutely amazing.
And it's, you know, it's like that same experience you get when, like, at a good fried chicken sandwich. But, you know, of course, being Pork and Mindy's, we take pride in our locally sourced, humanely raised, humanely slaughtered, everything, all the buzzwords, but our pork is good, and it'll make you feel good. Hey, it's, you know, maybe not the best sandwich for you, but, Chase, you know, if you get a side of tots and ranch with that, it actually negates the calories. We've done some.
You've done some research on that, yeah.
I got a team on that, Dean. You'll appreciate it. It's a special tot. It's not even on the market yet.
Yeah, all you got to do is tell me science is involved somehow, and I'll buy into it.
I'll believe it.
I only have to hear that one buzzword. That's all I need. Are there different qualities of pork? I mean, you know, as I say, you can get barbecue just about anywhere in Chicago, but, I mean, are there certain types of pork that signify that the restaurant went the extra mile?
Well, if you go in a, you know, obviously we're not serving this. It's just we're fast casual. But a lot of great, you know, there's a lot of local pork now. It's Lego Farms or Berkshire breed of pork, you know, heritage breeds of pork. It's a, you know, it's a buzzword, but it's dark pork. You know, it's pork of yesteryear, not the leaned out, you know, hogs of today don't yield a good marbling and good fat and texture, I think. So now we're kind of coming back to that with a little more of these heritage breeds. And they're treated better. You know, the pork we get is not in, you know, those horror stories you see. So we take pride in that.
Yeah. Talk to me about this Chicago cheesesteak. Is this Philly cheesesteak?
Okay. Well, I love a Philly cheesesteak, right? It's good. But to me, it's like we're the meatpacking town. How do we make it Chicago? Well, we smoke braise just whole, all-natural chucks, and then we pull it, right? So it's sitting in a mixture of, you know, fresh garlic and wine and all that, but it's still exposed to the smoke while it braises. And then we put that on a toasted French roll, and we make a house-made smoked cheese sauce, and which even makes it more Chicago, is we're frying jardinera and putting it on there with smoked red peppers.
You are tempura frying the jardinera?
Yeah, so it'll give you that nice crunchy burst, and it makes it as an homage to our, you know, our city's favorite condiment, of course. And how do you elevate it? And that's what we do at Pork and Mindy's, is we're going to bread it and fry it, of course.
That's awesome.
And these are like the big jardinera too. It's not going to be lit. You'll see. It's going to be unbelievable. So it'll all be with that creamy cheese sauce we make. It's just elevated. It's not the frozen steak they use in Philly, right? And the canned cheese. We're not doing that to you guys.
Yeah. That's where I got so turned off of Philly cheesesteak. And, you know, this, you know, the sandwich, it sort of starts off sounding kind of like an Italian beef sandwich, but
yeah, well,
it's that sauce that puts
now,
it over the top.
So that's what we do. We currently, one of our best sellers is the beef, we call it. So it's the same style of meat, but served with the traditional accompaniments, right? The sweet peppers, but we smoke our sweet peppers and jardinera, and we dunk it, we wrap it, and that's what you get. So that's like, this is now with like a cheesy beef where you see on, like, you know, other menus.
Yeah, I love that. And I also love that on your menu you have something called the chicken salad roll. Not just the chicken salad roll, it's the frickin' chicken salad roll. Sandwich with a little...
you know, we like to, you know, play a little blue sometimes, I guess.
I love
life on the edge with our clever names.
A little attitude on your sandwich. I'll take a little side order of attitude with my sandwich.
That does have jardinera relish on it, too. So it's our version of a lobster roll. But, you know, obviously, the last time I pulled a lobster out of Lake Michigan, it was a weird day.
We
use our lovely chicken
Let me take a quick break. We'll come back more with Jeff Morrow. With just some great barbecue ideas, you know, that people can try on their own barbecues. Jeff, you're such an expert with all these things. When we come back, 1249, it's Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN and our Food Time segment, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show with the Food Network's Jeff Morrow. And Jeff Morrow from Pork and Mindy's that's here in Chicago. Getting ready to launch a whole new menu. How big of a job is that, Jeff, when you switch out things at a sandwich shop or restaurant? That's a huge undertaking, isn't it?
Very much so. I mean, I've fried a lot of pork in the last 2 months. You know what I mean? So that's where it starts and kind of ends with me, is development and testing and everything, and then the rest of the team puts it into their POS system. You can't snap your fingers. A restaurant like Pork and Mindy's, you just can't snap your fingers and have it overnight. You know, my wishes. So it's, I just wanted to lock it in. I wanted this to be like the definitive final menu.
One of the new things coming to the new menu is Buffalo Collie. It is a cauliflower steak, which has become so popular at so many places now. I love it, but it looks like the take that you're making on this to incorporate into a sandwich is or sandwich, as you call it, makes it even better.
Proper pronunciation next time, Dean.
That's right. Sorry.
Don't embarrass yourself again.
tell us what. Tell us about this
sandwich.
I
love it. It's I was like, we wanted another vegetarian option because, believe it or not, there's a lot of them out there. Dean, have you seen them? They're everywhere.
I have. They usually look kind of sickly, but yes, I do know.
They got one. I saw one with a claw the other day. It was bad.
That's right.
It was like she was just floating on the pavement. So we take the cauliflower steaks. We smoke them for a couple hours, right, low and slow, and then we just kind of flash fry it really quick to get it crispy. Toss it with our house-made buffalo sauce, gorgonzola, our house-made buttermilk dill ranch, lettuce and tomato on a toasted brioche. I think we'll sell more of this than pork. It might be our detriment.
It sounds amazing.
Cauliflower.
Like the big buzzword in food right now is cauliflower, of either steaks like this or using cauliflower in, you know, different applications, grating it and using it as
it's
a rice substitute.
It's new other white meat.
It really is. It really has become like sort
I
of.
I just thought of that, Dan. You heard me say that first, right?
Yeah, trademark that.
I got to lock that in right now. Yeah. I got to get on the phone with the lawyer.
Yeah, the pork council won't mind at all. I'm sure they'll be happy to
share
that with you.
I actually tried to. I have a shirt that I made for the last couple of years. A lot of the chefs do it. And one of the shirts, I think it's still available. You can go there. I'm not plugging it. I'm just thinking of it. It said it had a picture of a mortadella. And it said fat, the original white meat. I couldn't do the other white meat because they're going to sue me. So, but it's still a funny saying. I think
that
it sounds better.
That is very funny.
FlavorGallery.com. Google it. You can get that shirt. You look good in that shirt, Dean.
I would.
I'll send you one.
That's what I need, a shirt that says fat on it. Thank you.
You just got to wear it on the air. That's the agreement, right?
Okay. I'll wear it on. That's the kind of thing we would wear on our show. This cauliflower steak, that sounds like something that would be fairly easy for somebody to try. Not exactly like you would do at Pork and Mindy's, but that's doable on your own backyard deck, right?
Oh, so easy. I mean, it really is. As long as you cut it right and keep the majority of the stem on to keep it all, and cut it thick enough, and then you can grill it, baste it, grill it, slow roast it, and flash grill it. It's so easy. It really is. It's good. And it's actually good for you, I heard. Especially when you deep fry it like we do.
Add the extra touch to it.
A little something.
I always have people asking me, because I've talked about, doing a pulled pork myself on the grill, which I love doing, except that it takes so long. That's why it's great to go to a place like Pork and Mindy's where you can get it done for you. But if somebody wants
hard
to,
work.
Somebody wants to try it at home, though, what are just like the, you know, the sort of the down and dirty basics of doing pulled pork at home?
I mean, it starts with, obviously, low and slow, you know, if you want a true barbecue. I mean, that's where you start. Now, how do you do that? That's up to you and kind of what equipment you have and what taste you have. But you can never rush any type of cut of meat like a pork shoulder or pork butt or, a tough cut of beef even. You know, you have to, like a brisket, you have to low and slow. A lot of people, I think, when they screw it up at home, they tend to rush it. So they cook it too high, too short of a time. And they always think it's going to be done by 6, but it's usually done, in that case, by usually 12:30, you know?
Yeah.
So you just got to start early. You know, if you're using a regular Weber kettle, you know, it'll be more difficult. But if you upgrade to a certain model that might be, you know, meant for smoking, like a Weber Smoky Mountain or a Traeger or whatever.
One of those green.
Do it low and slow, man. It's worth it. It's worth the time.
Yeah. So what do you recommend? Pork shoulder, the pork butt? What do you like to work with?
Pork butt, the Boston butt, you know, whatever, from the haunches of the animal, you know, that's what we use, you know, bone-in pork shoulder.
Okay, and do you put a rub on it, something like that?
Yes, we have our own Pork and Mindy's rub that we do it overnight in the rub, and then we smoke it.
And for
very traditional, you know.
On a typical grill, say, whether it's a kettle, whether it's a gas, you're going to do it indirect. You don't want the flames underneath it directly. To keep the flames consistent, though, either with gas or by adding charcoal, about how long do you need to keep it in there? I always do mine like about 6 hours or so.
I think, listen, if you, I don't know, Dean, if you live in a vacuum or what, but for us, I think we smoke at 225 for 14 hours.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I've learned, even at my home cooks, that's what it takes. If you're doing 6, you're probably doing a higher temp, which can definitely work out. It's all about how you babysit that fire. And if you're on a kettle and you're adding coals and it's, you know, it can fluctuate a lot. So it's every time, you know, the old saying, if you're looking, you ain't cooking. You know, you can't open that thing every 6 minutes to be like,
right,
is it done yet?
You lose the heat.
So it is.
So how do you know? How do you know when it's time to take it off?
Well, you get yourself an instant read thermometer. You poke it. You see if it's at 200, 202 is usually the sweet spot around there. But if it jiggles, if it's rendered, if you took your time and you know, broke down all that, you know, beautiful fat and collagen and every facet of that fiber of that meat is broken down nice. You just take the bone, slips right out, you start pulling it. So when it, like, starts behaving like a roast, you know, and you have to slice it, that's when you either didn't cook it long enough or cooked it too hot and hard, you know, in too short of a time.
Right, yeah. You got to find the sweet spot with it. And then
there's that Goldilocks zone of barbecue, and that's what makes it, you know, so magical to some, you know, that's the sport, literally.
So you let it sit for a while, you let it rest, to the point where you can get a couple of forks in there and just start tearing it apart, right?
Just tearing it up. Like, you should be able to touch it and it starts peeling back.
Fall to pieces, including the bark, the charred part on the outside, the best part. And then do you have a preferred sauce that you like with that?
Of course. It depends on what style of barbecue you're doing, you know, and what cut and what, you know, whether it's, you know, pork or chicken or obviously beef. I love a good mustard sauce with pulled pork for sure. And then, you know, like piggybacking a nice smoky barbecue sauce with that. Mm. Of course, Pork and Mindy's does have our own sauces, a line of 7 sauces available everywhere throughout the country now. So ask your grocer about it. We got the best mustard sauce on the planet.
Yeah, you got to stop in because the creative way in which you serve whether it's pork or hot chicken and French toast, don't you have this new, it's like pork and pastrami kind of thing that you're doing?
Oh, you mean the three big piggies?
Okay.
That is, some might call it, well, some saw it and called it an abomination, but one man's abomination is another man's, you know, pleasure.
Tell us what's in this.
So we take the pork we were speaking about earlier, our crispy pork, right, which is a brined pork loin, lightly pounded, craggly crust, deep fried, crispy, beautiful, juicy. That's the bottom. Then we throw about 4 ounces of our pulled pork on there. And then on top of that, for good measure, because every texture needs good you know, every sandwich needs good texture. We put three giant pieces of our pig candy on there, which is our caramelized smoke, you know, pig candy, bacon, delicious. And then some, you need some sauce on there, so we're putting our barbecue mayo on there and lettuce and tomato to help erase all the other calories, you know, that lie under it. It's good. You'd like it, Dean. It's good. You know what? This sandwich is going to be good for, like, when you're on your way to the gym, you know? You have this in the car or on your walk to the gym, and you're guarantee you record-breaking personal gains.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'll give you something to work for.
It does. It does. Or if you bring it to the gym yourself. We tested it out. I tested. That's how, you know, you asked about how long does it take. You know, it was a rigorous testing process with this three big piggies because it's very edible on an elliptical as well. Like, you just have to put it in and stuff it in the cup holder and peck it like a bird.
I will put...
Well, you'll get really good numbers, I promise you.
The first person who sends me a video of themselves on an elliptical eating one of these sandwiches...
Okay, here's
I'm
the
putting
challenge.
It, I'm putting it on the morning news.
Dean, we're going to do this. We're going to do what's called the Pork and Mindy's Dean Richards Elliptical Three Big Piggies Challenge. That's the hashtag in front of that, too,
perfect,
obviously.
Perfect,
so
of
the
course.
First person, I will buy you a week of lunch if I could see... And legit, though, there's got to be other people around.
Got to be legit. Can't be
It's got to be other people. It's not just like your home gym. It's got to be like at the East Bank Club right in the morning next to Rom. And I promise you, a week of lunch on me for one.
There you go.
All right, within reason, people. But if I see you with any kind of sandwich, how about that? Any sandwich.
There you go.
As long as you tag us.
There you go.
But come to Pork and Mindy's and buy the sandwich.
Sure, Jeff Morrow's
Pork. I erased that.
Pork and Mindy's.
We're spitballing here, didn't we? We're making magic.
We are making magic. Check out
you
Pork
know,
and
I did,
Mindy's.
I did stand up with Pat Tomasulo last week. First time I did stand up in 13 years.
Really?
At Zanies. I opened for him, yeah.
Pat's a funny guy.
Oh, he's a very funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
I've never seen a stand up act before. It is phenomenal. He did almost an hour. Flawless. So anybody out there who hasn't seen Pat Tomasulo, he's at Zany's all the time. It's unbelievable.
Well, I think they get a
what
sense.
I mean, plug in Pat. He's such a nice guy. He's just a normal guy.
I think we get a sense of what your stand-up must be like also, though. It's Jeff Morrow, Pork and Mindy's at 1623 North Milwaukee. You're opening up an Irving Park location, 4359
yes,
West Irving.
That's going to come by the end of the year. We're also at Platform 14 in the world-famous Chicago Cubs bleachers. So we're there. We've been there all year, and we can find us at other spots throughout the park, too. And we opened in Minneapolis a month and a half ago as well. So we got a couple more locations up our sleeves. So we'll be even more accessible. Because I know, like, my aunts want to come to the restaurant. They can't park. You know, God forbid an aunt ever parks a car successfully. It'll be a cold day in hell in my family. But, they complain about the parking. So we're going to try to make it more accessible for the people that obviously drive everywhere.
You got to take care of the aunts or it doesn't work. Jeff Morrow.
Amen.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. All right, Dean. Love you, bud.
Love you, too. We'll see you later. There's Jeff Morrow from Pork and Mindy's.